This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Those with Verizon cell phone service may have been experiencing unreliable service or no service at all this month. After speaking with six Verizon agents, it was confirmed by Sophia in Virginia.
As I can see here, there has been an outage that has been happening since February 1st. As I can see here, there is no exact date when will this be resolved, but there's already a ticket and it's already on the priority list. So that means our technical team is already working on it.
A Verizon agent named Rachel says your bills may be able to be adjusted on a case-by-case basis. Call *611 and ask for customer service and let them know about the outage here. That gray wolf in Jackson County that slipped out of its GPS tracking collar 3 days later has been recollared. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers were able to recapture Wolf 2101 Saturday near North Park and refit that collar. It means two male wolves now have tracking collars in Colorado. The collaring effort was conducted in conjunction with elk and moose capture efforts for ongoing research studies in the area. If you're on I-70 today, watch for speed control from Colorado State Patrol troopers. Data shows that Wednesdays have the highest number of crashes in Eagle, Garfield, and Summit counties from January through March. The biggest cause of these crashes? Speeding, lane violations, and following too close. Watch for lots of state troopers out there today in those areas. A group of Steamboat Springs students is spending their blues break building wells. It's called Generation U. They held a fundraiser back in November. Now they're over there. They're making it happen. They sent us a video.
It was such a great time, and then we raised a bunch of money so we can go and build this well here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The group hopes to build 15 wells in Uganda this year. You can see that video on our website. In state playoffs, the Moffat County girls basketball team lost in their playoff game last night to Kent Denver. Score was 56-52. The Steamboat Springs High School boys basketball team has their first game in the Chassa State playoffs at 6 o'clock tonight in Manitou Springs. We're there. Listen to Drew McElhenney make the call on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM. Steamboat's Gray Barbier was on the winning relay team for Team USA at the U18 Nordic Nations Cup in Finland. It's the first time the United States has won the relay at the international event. Check out the upcoming events in the Yampa Valley on the community calendar on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.